Good evening. Can you hear me? Everybody can hear me? All right. Second year students, let me see your hand. Welcome, welcome. Online second year students, welcome. First year students, let me see your hand. Welcome, welcome. Well, don't worry about it. Next year this time you'll be like, woo! Yeah. And again, all of our online students, welcome. This is your class on prayer. Okay? I have a lot I want to say to you, so let me go ahead and just pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus to give you all the honor, to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the blessing, all the thanksgiving, Lord God, for all that you have already done, Lord God, through ever-increasing Word Training Center, for all that you're doing right now, Lord God, and for all that you are going to do. I thank you, Father, for every student. I thank you for their homes, their families, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for our apostle, Lord God, that you have given him, Lord God, the right, the authority to establish this school in your name, Lord God, so that your people can learn more about you and understand, Father God, how to operate successfully in the kingdom of God. We give you praise and honor and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Your textbook is Book on Prayer by Mr. Bounds. Now, some of you, it looks a little different. Some of you have a green cover, but it's the same book. What we found out last year when we started using this book, that this book is actually comprised of seven books. They took Mr. Bounds' writings on prayer and put it all in one book. The plan from last year was to do half the book, half the book for the first year, and the second half of the book, during the second year. And the way we had it planned, nobody would miss out. The people who got the first part last year would get the second part this year. The people who got the second part this year would get the first part next year. That was the plan. We only made it to book two. We only made it to book two. So we're going to trust the Holy Ghost this year, and we're going to let him lead us. Because as I go through the book, there are some things that are repeated. So, we don't need to do that again. But then there are some things that I think are going to be so important that, I might come in here and we might go to the back of the book. Because I saw a chapter that I think is really, really good that, I think we need to just focus on. Every year, I tell every class, we always say, this is the best class. This is the best year. Every year. Now, I'm going to tell you, second year students can attest to it. We had a great year. It was what I call phenomenal year. And I want you to understand why. It's because of our apostle and what God is doing in our apostle and through our apostle for us. Amen. I always like to tell the students, as God elevates apostle, and he'll let you know, I'm going to another level. Every time apostle goes to another level, we who are connected, are you listening, online students? We who are connected with apostle also move. Even if you think you're on the bottom, you're not at the bottom anymore. Okay? You have been elevated because God has elevated him. As he is elevated, he's bringing us right along with him. I watched a mountain climber one time, and it was just amazing to watch them. And I found that sometimes as you're climbing, I mean, real. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm going up the mountain or nothing like that. I'm talking about a real mountain climber. You know, some people get fearful. Some people, you know, they feel like, well, I can't breathe anymore, so I'm going to go back. You know, they just stop. And this is how we lose people sometimes, you know. They say, oh, no, I can't go this high. I can't go. I'm not doing all of that. I'm not going to do all of this. But just stick with him. Amen. He's taking us somewhere. Amen. And so all we're going to do, we just hang on to the rope. Hang on to the rope. There are going to be times that you're not going to understand everything. Do not throw it away. Put it on the shelf. Ask this Holy Spirit to help you to understand it and to receive it. Amen. Because, you know, that's what I have to do a lot of times. You know, sometimes, you know, apostle, you know, because remember, he's hearing from heaven. Okay? That is what he is all about. Hearing from heaven. What is going on in heaven? What heaven is saying? And then he brings it back to us. Okay? So a lot of time, you know, if you're not, this is a prayer class, if you're not prayed up, if you're really not prayed up, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. But just hold on to it. Just hold on to it. You know, sometimes he'll come back and then he'll make it plain and then you'll get it. And I get so excited when I get it. It's like, oh man, I got it, I got it, I got it. I see now what he's talking about. Amen? Okay. So for this class, the first class, I thought just to lay a foundation for the first year students. Second year students, you may have heard me say this before, but that's okay. It's going to be worth repeating. All right? We'll start with just a couple of notes that I wrote down. And the first one, believe it or not, was the apostolic, okay? I want you to pray and ask God to help you to understand the apostolic in your personal prayer time. He said it again. He says, the purpose of the apostolic, I don't know if you heard him say that tonight. He says, it's to create a heaven-to-earth government structure. That's what he's doing, creating heaven to earth government structure. And I have for the purpose of allowing the portals of the supernatural to be open. Now, we all have an idea what a portal is. It's an opening, you know, up and down, up and down. And, you know, I think the first time I heard him explain it, he was saying so that it could come from heaven to earth. Okay. He says, allowing the portals of the supernatural to be open. It is far beyond religion and routine service. Okay? Understand the apostolic. And when you begin to understand, then you're going to be able to receive more. And that's what it's all about. It's all about you receiving as students. Amen? Amen? To receive from the apostle in this school, you will need to pray. Okay? His attention is on what heaven is saying and on opening the portals of heaven. If you're not prayed up, you're going to miss it. Amen? I promise you, you will miss it. And then you'll just say, I went to school. Okay? There should be changes in your lives every time you come here. Because he's making a deposit. He's imparting. He's not just teaching. Amen? He's sharing with you, and it's going down into your spirit. So when you pray up, I mean, even if you have to pray on your way. Okay, I have a little note here. I says, prayer has always been a part of this school. It's always been a part. When I came to school, we had to come and we had to pray every Saturday morning for 1 hour. Okay, for 1 hour. That's how important prayer was, even from the beginning. The other thing is, apostle is a prayer. You know, he prays everything, and you know, and I know I've said this before, everything you see here was saturated with prayer. Even when the church was a little church down in Darrow, he prayed. He's always seeking God, always wanting to know what God wants him to do. And then the other thing is, he obeys. Okay? He prays and he obeys. And believe it or not, our last class was on prayer and obedience. Second year students, say amen. Amen. Prayer and obedience. So again, and back then, I remember when we were in school, guess what they did? Second year students had to lead prayer. Second year students. They had to lead prayer. You know, in the beginning, we had a prayer leader. But then eventually, a second-year student would take a Saturday morning and lead prayer. Amen? To demonstrate what they had learned. Wow. Amen. Just a hint. I'm not saying that. Then I have another note here. I said, what did Jesus say about prayer? In Luke 18 and 1, it says, and he, talking about Jesus, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen? So Jesus said that we ought always to pray. And then when I looked up that word faint, it said lacking brightness, vividness, clearness, loudness, strength, etc. And then another definition was faint. When you talk about faint, it says lacking courage. If you don't pray, you're going to lack courage. Cowardly. Amen. Timorous. T-I-M-O-R-O-U-S. Coming from the word timid. If you don't pray. Why? Because you won't have that confidence. You won't have that boldness if you don't pray. Amen? So if Jesus says men ought always to pray, then we ought always to pray. We ought to pray to the Father, and we all know this, in the name of Jesus. This is just foundations. These are just foundations. I'm reminding you of what we've learned about prayer so that everybody can be on the same page when we start. Amen? Okay. In John 16:23, if you got your Bibles, your iPads, your phones, always come to class with a Bible. always. Turn to John 16. And this is my way of getting you involved also. Okay, now this is not in your book what I'm giving you tonight, by the way. So you're not going to find it in your book. Okay, y'all got John 16? Okay, let's look at 23 and 24, and everybody we're going to read, okay? John 16, 23, 24. Ready? Let's read. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen? So we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because that's what Jesus told us to do. He said, don't ask me. You know, I'm going back with the Father. But I want you to pray to the Father in my name. And then in this class, we will pray. And I always let the students know if anyone has not received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, see me, see one of the other instructors, see a fellow student, let us know so that we can minister to you so that you can receive. Because in this class, we do pray in the Spirit. Amen? We pray in understanding, but we also pray in the Spirit. So if you have not received, just let me know, and we can minister to you in that area. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's verse 18. And then it goes on, verse 19, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. What I really wanted to point out in verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer. One translation says with all manner of prayer. And I've shared this before. You know, I was a Baptist girl. I knew Our Father prayer. I knew bless mama, bless daddy, bless grandma. You know, that's the way I was taught to pray. And then I read this book, and this man was talking about all the different kinds of prayer. And I had no idea. I had to put it on the shelf. What this man was talking. I said, what is he talking about? And then what complicated it even more for me, he says, just like there are different rules in sports. Like you got one set of rules for football, another set for basketball, another set for baseball. He said the different kind of prayer has different kind of rules. And it's like, oh my God, I got so confused. What is this man talking about? All these, and it was so many. He must have had like 7 or 8 different kinds of prayer. And I mean, I just took the book and I just put it on the shelf. Amen. What I'm to realize now, this was a revelation. Not long ago I received this. It doesn't matter what kind of prayer you need if you know how to pray in the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you know how to pray in the Holy Spirit, He knows what kind of prayer is needed at this time. And that takes care of all the rules that this man was talking about. Might have been good rules, you know, might have been good rules. Might everything we said, you know, might have been true. But now I don't have to worry about that. Because when I begin to pray in the Holy Spirit is going to help me to pray whatever prayer I need to be praying at that time. And as He began to give me interpretation of what it is that I'm praying, then I can go ahead and I can pray it out, you know, in my understanding, you know, and because He'll let you know, you'll begin to sense it on the inside. Amen. So, you know, there are different kind of prayers. We know that there are petitions. We know that there are intercessions. There are supplications. One of the things that we are focusing on here at Word of Life Christian Center right now is praise and worship. I mean, you know, it's being emphasized. We are praising God like we have never praised God before. Amen. And it's making a difference. It's you know, that's all we can say. The service is different. Everything is happening because we are learning to praise God. And, you know, one of the authors said, you know, that praise and worship, that's a type of prayer. You know, and we never thought about that. We thought praise was praise and prayer was prayer. But praise is a form of prayer. Amen. You're just thanking God. You're just standing there and you're just thanking Him. You're not asking for necessarily. Amen. But you're just thanking Him for what He has done. You're worshiping Him for who He is. Amen. Okay. Another, you can't talk about prayer without looking at Mark 11, 22 through 24. Mark 11, 20 through 24. Anytime you're going to talk about prayer, those verses are eventually going to come up. Telling you, Mark, and I'm in Matthew. See, this is not my Bessie Bible. I hear Apostle talk about his Bessie Bible, you know, Bible. That's one of those that, you know, you have all the pages torn and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's not too new, but it's kind of new. Mark 11. Let's start at verse 22. Ready? Let's read. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now this is our prayer. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Key words there, up in verse 22, have faith in God. Amen. When you pray, have faith in God. And then in verse 24, believe. Okay? You don't just pray not believing. You don't pray wishing and hoping. You know, believe when you pray. And he said, and then you shall have whatsoever, right? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Sounds like results to me. Amen? Amen. Oh, man. Amen. All right. I found some notes. I mean, these were some good notes. This was from a previous book that we had on prayer. And it's real, real good. Just a couple of the little points here, because I thought it was good. Amen. what is prayer? And why do we need to pray? And this author started off with what prayer is not. Amen. He says, prayer is not a monologue, a repetition of words. If you've been around Dr. Montrell any length of time, he uses the term vain babblings. You know, it's not that. Amen. Over in Matthew 6 and 7, it says, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Amen. Yeah, I mean, we've all, if you come from a Baptist background, like I did, you know, there were always people, you knew exactly what they were going to say when they prayed. You knew it. I mean, and the little kids would sing and they would mock them. And they would say, this is what he's going to say now. And this is what he's going to say now. And amen. You know, they just knew it. And, no, prayer is not vain repetitions. And it's not vain babblings. Amen? Okay, it is not something we do to fulfill some type of God. You know, we're not trying to fulfill a quota. It's not a religious exercise. It is not asking God for a favor. Why? We already have it. We already have favor. Grace, favor. Amen? It's not asking God for favor or a widow's conscience. Isn't that something? Some people pray like that. And then it is not a 911 call that we might make when our lives are on fire. You know, have you ever known people who the only time they pray is when something is going on? I know people like that. You know, as long as things are going good. I mean, see, when things are going good in your life, now this is just a little plug. That's when we need to be praising God and thanking God the most. How blessed we are, nothing going on. All is well. Amen. Praise God for that. And don't just run to God when there's trouble or when you're a problem or when you're in a crisis. Amen. We just read, Jesus said men ought always, good times and bad times. Amen. Because see, I found out that when you pray in the good times, when the bad shows up, you're not searching for how to pray and what to pray. Praying all along. Amen. And so you just go ahead on into that other vein. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. First of all, I want you to know that prayer is spiritual. It is spiritual. That's important for you to know. And this is what this author, how he defined it. He says it is a dialogue between our born again, recreated spirit and God. It's a dialogue. It's a two-way. It's a two-way conversation. I grew up thinking that I'm just supposed to be just standing there asking God, you know, asking. And then in the beginning, even when I learned how to pray in the spirit, I'm just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, just going on and on and on and on, never pausing to see what God has to say back to me. But remember, it's a dialogue. It is a two-way conversation between your spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. In John 4:23-24, it says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen? Amen. So, I mean, you know, it's up to you whether you want to be a true worshiper. It's up to you. Amen? Amen. But I want you to know that's what God for true worshipers, right? All right. I'm going to go all the way to the end of this. I see I only have 7 minutes, and then I'll come back. Let's see. I had a little statement here. Oh, okay. God is looking for two types of people. Two types of people. What did I just say? And what was the one I just told you about before that? True worshiper. Okay, he's looking for worshipers. The author said, worshipers open the door for God's glory to descend. Amen. Door for God's glory to descend. They make the rain come up on the land. The rain of the Spirit, not the water rain. Amen. Amen. And then the other one, he's looking for intercessors. Y'all know what an intercessor is? Somebody, according to Ezekiel, you can put this in your note, 22:30, who's going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. He says, people who are willing to stand in the gap for others, they are an extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ, who is our mediator. They stand on behalf of humanity. Intercessors prepare the way for God's will to be done on earth. Amen. So he's looking for worshipers, and he's true worshipers. Let's use that word, true worshipers and intercessors. Amen. Let's see if I can get one other point just in the foundation, and then next week we'll start in the book. I think it's the next chapter. We're still in book two. I think it's prayer and surrender. It just looks like it's real. Surrender is a cousin to obedience, but I think he gives us a different point on surrender. So just look in your book, and always remember that you got to know what book you're looking in. Because if I say chapter two, and you say, what's she talking about? No, book two, chapter. I forgot what chapter it is, but it's in book two, and it's on God is looking for a family with which to enjoy a close relationship. Isn't that something? Psalm 25:14, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that's enough for tonight. I feel about this class, what this class is all about, what we're going to be doing. I've shared with you, we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying in the Spirit. We're going to learn in this class a little bit more about praise. As a pastor teach us about praise, I'm going to bring it to this class. Amen? Amen. Because that's what I'm supposed to do. Online student, looking forward to continuing to see how y'all going to do on my little quizzes. Amen. there will be a quiz that will be posted tomorrow for online students. You could always, for the students who are here, sometimes you can, and it'll give you an idea of what will be on the exam. Okay, sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Amen? All right. Thank y'all so much. Y'all be blessed. They told me to remind you, go downstairs, those of you who have not taken your pictures. Okay? Amen.